So in this episode, I'm going to have to tell you what's going on. I'm sat on this bench in the woods and there's this goose looking thing. I don't know, it's very colourful for a goose, but it's come all the way from the other side to come here and it keeps circling me on the bench and it's getting ever so close. And now it's like Mexican standoff, just staring at me. I mean, as long as he don't peck me, I haven't got an issue. What do you want? Come here then. Oh, I don't know. Anyway, I've just took a video and I'll put it on my Instagram, I'm sure. So I hope you can hear the birds because it sounds lovely. I'm sat here with my binoculars because I want to get up close to nature, don't I? Yeah. And I thought what I'd do is I'll just check in to see if you're okay. Yeah. You know, for some reason at the moment, whoever I talk to seems to have the weight of their world on their shoulders. Very heavy energy, very stressed, very anxious. Why? I mean, apart from the obvious, like world affairs and all this, this and this and this, but you're in complete control of your energy, who you give it to, where it goes, what you subscribe to. I mean, I think this little duckling came over to investigate. Oh, I wonder if it's mating season and he's like warning me off. Babe, I ain't after your Mrs. Goose. Yeah, no way. We're cool. I just wanted to check in to say, look, stay curious. I've seen a pattern with people who, you know, and obviously depression is a very wide variant. It's a varying gradients. And I appreciate that. But I've seen people with, you know, when they're of low mood, you know, and things affect them a great deal. I've seen a lot of that where there is a lack of curiosity. And I always think curiosity will help you with a great deal. Well, first of all, it keeps you busy, keeps your mind busy, keeps you investigating. But also it does deliver this delayed sense of gratification. When you're curious, you go looking for things yourself and then you achieve it. Now, there was this study that was done between two sets of children. One set of children were given everything they wanted very quickly. So they wanted a sweet, they got a sweet. They didn't really have to earn it. And the second group of children were encouraged to do delayed gratification. They wanted a sweet, they have to wait a bit longer and then they can get it. And they realised, and they kept, you know, an eye on these children, that the latter group, the one that had the delayed gratification, were the more successful ones because they were able to control their emotions. They were able to process their emotions and to wait for things to come. Now, in this world of fast technology, information at our fingertips, what does that world encourage? It encourages anything but delayed gratification. So the problem lies in we're becoming less curious and we're becoming very hastily impatient and we need and we want it now. So all quality has gone out the window. And I think a good example of that is when we look at the food that's available. You know, you can order. I mean, how the hell we have managed to convince ourselves that ordering food and it arrives soggy and half-baked in a bag is way better than actually waiting, getting your clothes on, leaving the house and going to get it yourself. Or waiting a week to perhaps go and get it yourself. So I don't know how we've managed to convince ourselves that convenience is better. But anyway, we have to a degree. So with this, you know, technology and information at our fingertips, it's our individual responsibility to manage how that conditions us. Otherwise, if we don't, we're looking at a complete ban or regulations that won't sit well. So we have to personally take that responsibility. So just be mindful that anything that comes easy is probably not good. And delayed gratification will lead you and deliver you so many more skills than you think. And, you know, I personally have a real issue with people who slag off the school system and education. Like, I hear people all the time go, well, I learned Pythagoras' theorem and I've never used it since. It's not that you're going to use Pythagoras' theorem, but it's the fact that you had the absolute divine opportunity to learn something that you will never learn, but it exercised your brain and opened up parts of your brain that has enabled you to learn other things moving forward. So sometimes it's not direct consequence. Sometimes it's things like, oh, okay, this will help me exercise that. That skill will help me achieve this. So, you know, I'm quite old. And when I was a kid, if I needed to know anything or want to know anything, I had to go to the library, had to get my bike, cycle to the library. And if it wasn't in the library, I had to order the book. You know, I had to coerce with the lady. Excuse me, I'm looking for a book on Middle Ages. And then she'd have to go through the title. We have Middle Ages, the best of Middle Ages, Middle Ages Henry, you know, and all this. And it was like, oh, okay, yeah, cool. I think it was Henry, not the Henry VIII, that was Tudor. Don't know. Anyway, that didn't stick. But it was this constant delayed gratification. And I remember the satisfaction of getting the books, the excitement of opening the books and reading what I'd been waiting for a whole week. And that has enabled me to develop skills of happiness and perception. When I'm in a foggy mood, like the last couple of days, I've had the flu. And I mean, where I live has turned into some sort of catacomb, you know? And I was like, I think I was one step away from the death rattle at one point. But I was painting this cabinet in between the sleeps and I had the TV on in the background. And I thought, I am really unhappy because I've got this programming going on, and it is called TV program, so it programs you to think a certain way depending on the program that you have selected. Hello. And it was just conspiracy theories, which I don't mind, but when it's one thing after another, it's a bit. And then it was scaremongering, then it was the news, and I was thinking, hang on. And because I was painting, I wasn't so able to quickly turn channel, so I ended up absorbing half of it. And I thought, my God, I feel like an absolute gelatinous mess just sitting here, like Jabba the Hutt, like ill, painting this thing, covered in paint, paints everywhere, and it's just doom coming through the TV. So all curiosity and all delayed gratification was non-existent, because ultimately whatever I wanted in those moments I was getting, you know, information I didn't really want, but anyway, it was coming through. And the thing with curiosity as well, there was nothing curious about my day. I was painting this cabinet and that was it, full stop. And then today I was managed to get out the house and was like, right, walking boots on, cleaner's here, so I'm going to take those 2 hours to go for a bit of a walk. And I'm in really good fettle, you know, and it's because my curiosity, bing, has, you know, been ignited and turned on. And the other thing is delayed gratification. Now, yesterday I put my towels, dressing gown and slippers in the dry cleaners because I want them all fluffy. And I haven't eaten today, so I'll have that when I go back. So I've created delayed gratification. At 11:30, I'll be having my brunch, so my breakfast. And then at 1:30, I've got to go and get my dry cleaning. So my advice on two things you need to start your day with is curiosity and delayed gratification. Those two things, if you're struggling in life and you find it hard to get out of the bed, leave the house, you know, ignite any form of enthusiasm, I highly recommend you write these down. So one is curiosity. You need to get curious about something, wonder about something, go and investigate something. Because where there is curiosity, it will lead to expression. And expression is the absolute opposite of depression. So one is express and the other one is depress. So curiosity leads to excitement. Curiosity leads to wonder. It's a very childlike mechanism, which is great, right? And the other one is delayed gratification. What can I do that means I reap the reward later on? Perhaps I would like a really, really hot bath later on. So I'm going to get all these little bits and I'm going to put them in the bathroom, and later on I'm going to do that. Yeah. So then you've got all day to look forward to it. So I would start your day with curiosity and end it with this delayed gratification. That's what I'd do. It's a formula that I follow. It's a formula. I don't always stick with it, like not every day. But you can bet your bottom dollar that the days that I do stick to it, I feel so much better. Yeah. It's like today, I thought, I'm going to go for a walk. And I thought, am I going to go for a walk with my headphones and listening to music and try and, you know, change my energy to like pumped up? Or am I going to get curious and take the binoculars? And I thought, I'm going to take the binoculars. Yeah. And then I've arrived with my curiosity and this goose has arrived with his curiosity. Yeah, so now we're curious with each other. Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? But life is there for the taking, right? And life is there for you to decide. I mean, someone said to me the other day, they asked me, they said, what do you think life's about? And I said, well, ultimately, if you boil it down to its bare bones, the start, you know, we start as we mean to go on. There is a certain retribution in that regard. So you start as a baby and you almost end it like a baby, you know, very, you know, reliant and, you know, incapable and, you know, like where there's a finish, there's a start, there's a start, there's a finish. So it's very circular. And then the bit in between is all about how, what can I achieve? What can I do? How can I do that? How can I create? It's just a life of creation. It's a life of manifesting. Even if you were into gardening, it's about planting something and seeing if you can actually encourage it to grow. If you can create the correct ecosystem and environment for it to grow. That's all your life's about, is seeing what you want to do, what you desire, what you want to achieve, and seeing if you can do it. You know? But instead, what we do is we spend our lives bitching, you know, and sitting there going, you know, just making an absolute shit tip of it and staying in relationships that are not healthy, bring nothing but misery and confusion, and we waste our lives. And, you know, we only get one life in the sense of life on earth, which is go create, go see what you can do. You're going to now come into a physical body. Let's see what you can do. Right? So if you stay curious, you run the risk of achieving that curiosity and that achievement of manifesting. And at the end of the day, the delayed gratification is going to bring you nothing but joy. So yeah, I always just think, oh, what can I achieve today? What can I do? You know? I always feel depressed when I watch the TV all day. It's a habit I've never really done, but recently my health has taken a bit of a turn. So I've been lying on the sofa watching the TV, and I tell you something, it's not good for your brain. It's not. So I try and watch a lot of documentaries, because at least then I learn something and my curious mind learns about stuff. And I just think, well, at least, you know, I've not turned into a gelatinous mess, you know. A hot pot of nothing, you know. And, you know, you don't want to turn into someone who's just insipid with nothing to say and they just want to talk about, you know, nothingness, do you? You know, you want to be inspired. So, yeah, I definitely think try and learn as much as you can. Always learn, always take up new things. Because it's a form of expression, you see. This is why I think school is really important, whether you like it or not, or whether you think it's good for you or not. It's creating new neuropathways in which later on in life you will be able to exercise and use. You know? So it's like whether you want to learn about Henry VIII or not, who gives a shit? It's the fact that you now have created a path where you can at least think about what's gone on, and even better, compare it to your own life. I mean, I was watching a documentary the other day about the plague. So I'm lying there, right, quite ill with this flu, and I'm just, you know, painting this cabinet with the minimum amount of effort imaginable. I ain't no artist, right? And I'm watching this documentary about the plague and I'm thinking, well, that's put my flu into perspective. You know, there were people with boils on their face and teeth hanging out. And then I was like, well, thank God for that, because now I have contrast. So curiosity is honestly, it's the medicine for a lot of things. So stay learned, stay interested, engaged. You know, don't sweat the small stuff. Like, yes, we lose our jobs. Yes, we, you know, money doesn't come and everything. But if you stay in that anxious energy, guess what you're going to get more of? You're going to get more of that. So take a step back, relax, know that everything has its time, you know, and everything will work out if you just hand it over. And your question might be, well, how to hand it over? You hand it over when you stop caring. Honestly, we are tuned in, turned on, and vibrationally attached to an energy so much greater than we are. So when we stop caring about something, it naturally, instantaneously takes over. It's only through the fact we're focusing on something and caring about something that we've taken the control away from it. And we're now in control of it, you know? So you just got to hand it over by saying, I ain't looking at this anymore, I don't care. So all your woes and all your stresses and all your anxieties, don't look at them. Just don't pay attention to them. And then know, all you've got to do is hold hope. So all you've got to do is in that moment, just go, I know it'll work out. And there you go, drop it. And then get your binoculars out and go walking or something. Do something. Yeah. So on that note, if I sit here any longer, I'm going to fall asleep. I can feel a nap coming on, and I don't really want to fall asleep in the woods, if I'm honest. Yeah. So anyway, God knows where I'll end up, you know? Might be end up half eaten. So anyway, look, love you loads as always. Keep your chin up. Just relax. Just relax and keep that lovely chin up, all right? Mm.